This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, April 11th. It's a tug of war between the city of Juneau and the cruise lines over how they are allocating millions in cruise passenger fees. The port is being challenged on its spending of $20 million in tax revenue for 9 proposed tourism projects. Now, cruise ship passenger fees are traditionally to fund projects to mitigate tourism impacts. However, the cruise lines are not too keen on 9 projects they're wanting to do, including public Wi-Fi downtown and bus service to Mendenhall Valley, arguing that they do not directly impact cruise passengers. Despite this, Juneau is proceeding with the projects, noting that objections were not submitted in time. All of this stems from a 2019 settlement that followed a 3-year legal dispute that included a provision for cruise lines to have discussion. Juneau receives $13 per passenger in port fees, whether they get off the ship or not, and they are expected to receive 1.6 million cruise passengers in 2023. And Carnival Corporation is taking advantage of the real estate market in Florida by putting its headquarters on the market. With many work-from-home jobs now, the company is looking to downsize its office space and find another location in Miami, although the company is planning to stay at their current location in Doral, Florida for another 2 years. The company is planning to sell. The Carnival Corporation Doral headquarters dates back to 1983 when it was purchased for $16.6 million. As of last year, the 17-acre piece of property, along with the 450,000-square-foot building, is valued at $66 million. And an oil rig turning into a cruise ship destination. Yeah, Saudi Arabia is launching a tourism venture, transforming an oil rig into a 37-acre extreme adventure park and a resort in the Arabian Gulf. This is being funded by the Public Investment Fund, which also owns a fraction of Carnival Corporation. The rig will feature a cruise ship dock, 3 hotels, 11 restaurants, and a range of adrenaline-pumping activities such as a roller coaster, bungee jumping, and skydiving. The destination is expected to have nearly 1 million annual visitors by 2032. And cruise line stocks were down on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation down 3.5%, 14.95. Royal Caribbean down 1.7%, 130.90. And Norwegian down 5.2%, 18.40. This week's podcast, a review of Royal Caribbean's Harmony of the Seas at cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Thursday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.